Australia be a world leader in data centres? OpenAI co-founder Sam Altman thinks so, pointing in an interview last week to the country's abundance of clean energy resources as a key advantage. Australian governments are competing to attract the energy-hungry developments while pushing for mandates to offset demand with investments in renewables. But the industry warns that that requirement could stifle investment. Dylan McConnell is a renewable energy and energy systems analyst from the University of New South Wales, where he's a senior research associate. Dylan, welcome to Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning, Sally. Thanks for having me.
Dylan, can you paint a bit of a basic picture here of how much power does one data centre need to operate?
Oh, look, that's actually a relatively difficult question because they come in all sorts of different shapes and sizes. But, some of the projects we're seeing coming online now are in the sort of, or, you know, being proposed or being developed are in the hundreds of megawatts size. So they're quite large, hundreds of megawatts. You know, that's the size of a small solar farm or a small wind farm. We're talking about pretty large loads being added to the grid.
And what about for water?
Water's not actually an area I pay a great deal of attention to. I tend to look more at the electricity system side of things, but they obviously have a fairly significant cooling load to reject the heat that is required, that is rejected from the chips as they're operating. But I can't tell you a great deal about the water side of things, I'm afraid.
And Dylan, where are the data centres sourcing their energy from at the moment?
Well, that's a very good question and comes to the sort of heart of, I guess, some of the debates and challenges that are being discussed at the moment. They are connecting to the national electricity grid, and that is, you know, that it means they're getting power from everywhere, essentially. They do, in some cases, contract with renewable energy, but in many cases, that's renewable energy that's already existing things that have been built a long time ago. So the question about whether or not that renewable energy is additional and is actually helping achieve our emissions goals and our renewable energy targets is certainly an open one.
Energy ministers last month asked for new regulation that would require data centre operators to power 100% of their operations with renewable power. How realistic is that?
Look, it's certainly a possible. The question is, will the data centre developers and operators be happy to take on that requirement? Because that comes at a cost, and that's essentially the challenge. All loads, you want to be paying the least amount for your electricity, and having requirements to fully offset or fully match your production with renewable energy comes at a significant cost premium, and that could have significant benefits to the system. That could help even lower electricity prices or emissions if they go to that degree of contracting. But that is a long way away from where we are now, and a long way away from where the industry wants to be.
Lobby group Data Centre Australia says this could hinder investment in the sector. Is there some middle ground that's possible here?
On one level, not really. There is a question. I mean, there's just a general issue here. We have this new load coming onto the system that was, you know, very unforecast. Even going back 2 or 3 years, no one was projecting this level of new load coming onto the system. That's rather different to things like electrification electric vehicles or things like that, where we have been thinking about electrifying these sources of load for a long time, and these are actually sources of load that reduce fossil fuel consumption, you know, reduce fuel use, reduce gas use, and so on. But this new load is additional load, and that necessarily puts requirements or pressure on the electricity system, in order to offset that, you really do need to be adding more renewable energy than you're drawing from the grid, and that's simply not the case at the moment. Even by their own claim, the Data Centres Australia is saying that they offset about 70% of their electricity with renewable energy, and that necessarily means actually that about 30% is not offset by renewable energy. But yeah, so there is a sort of hard maths there that if you do want this to reduce emissions, then yeah, you do need to be doing more than we're doing now.
Dylan McConnell, thank you very much.
No worries.